Joe Biden's former gatekeeper to partially comply with House probe into family business, classified doc scandal. By Wendell Hasebo on February 27, 2023. Kathy Chung, President Joe Biden's former primary gatekeeper, has agreed to partially comply with the House Oversight Committee's probe into the classified documents scandal in the Biden family's international business schemes. Chung's lawyer, Bill Taylor, told CNN she will hand over some requested documents and sit for an interview with the committee, which is investigating the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. It is also probing Biden's classified document scandal that would likely not have been revealed to the public if it was not leaked to CBS News in January. Chung is a longtime confidant of the Biden family. In May 2012, Hunter proposed Chung as a candidate for a job in Vice President Biden's office. Hunter described her potential responsibilities as replacing the primary gatekeeper for the VP and conduit everyone goes through to get to Vice President Biden. He also described the job as the person who handles all personal stuff for Joe Biden. On February 4, Representative James Comer, RKY, chair of the House Oversight Committee, asked Chung for documents and communications dating back to 2009, which encompasses the Biden family business era, to the then Vice President Biden's departure from office in 2017, including communications regarding Penn Biden Center, the letter said. You served on the vice president's staff from July 2012 until he left office, Comer wrote. The committee believes your proximity to Vice President Biden and role as handler of his personal matters gave you access not only to classified material he maintained after leaving the White House, but also to the Biden family's business schemes. Chung's lawyer told CNN she will not provide the committee with all of Comer's requests, mirroring Hunter's refusal to comply with the committee. She is not agreeing to produce everything in the letter but would provide documents related to the movement of documents from the White House to the Penn Biden Center, Chung's lawyer replied, but noted, she is happy to sit for an interview with the committee. Republican probes have also been stonewalled by the Treasury Department and former FBI point man Timothy Thibault, who allegedly improperly shut down a probe into Hunter's laptop that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. However, it appears the committee's investigation caught its first break on Wednesday. Hunter's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin is expected to soon provide documents to the committee's investigation, a spokesperson for the committee told Breitbart News. Schwerin, who shared bank accounts with President Joe Biden and dubbed the family's money man, also maintained guest lists for White House functions and negotiated the settlement with Hunter's first wife, Kathleen. Schwerin was also the president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, a fund created by Hunter Biden and several associates that spawned business deals in Russia, Ukraine, China, and Romania. Many of those deals yielded the Biden family business millions over decades while Joe Biden was an elected official. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.